this is the way it goes. Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that.
Smokey got his name from a teacher in grade 5 for coming to school with bloodshot. Praise died by year 9. Blaze with his crew until late night, cause home life filled him full of rage like J-Life. Fighting with his drunken mother, sharing a room in a flat with his three younger brothers. There was no way Smokey could last another summer. All day racked his brain for scams to discover, till it paid off. His uncle grew plans on the shade cloth. Within a thought, Smokey went lower than ADOC. Next he briefs his crew but doesn't give an address. He doesn't trust a soul, for him it's life or death. And he could really care less about the consequence. Every cent be spent on what his uncle injects. And Smokey's done his prep, left nothing a chance. On the night gives plan B's and draws diagrams. He's even stole some of his stepfather's Rohypnol in case he needs to drug his uncle's pit bull. Mission complete. Car boot full of weed for the first time in months. Smokey looks relieved. In a couple weeks he'd have a whole new life. Before he left, paid rent and bought his brother's 2 bikes. In a few nights from moving, business is booming. Smokey's got the natural born hustle as a cumin. But now his customers and crew hang at his house, playing computer games all day, blaze on the couch. No time for self or the peace of mind he thought he might find with wealth. Smokey's back to square one, dealing with paranoia beating like a snare drum. Feeling like he's running on an empty spare lung. Sick of traffic, hotter than a fireman's red truck. Smokey closes shop and buys a hydro setup.
Business goes as usual.
Going for a direct cut, things improve. He's looking staunch, hitting gym and eating good food. He even does a course as a real estate rep, only to learn work requires a police record check. Oh well, he doesn't sweat on the cards life plays. Soon harvest marks the end of his dispiriting phase. It's been 3 months, he ain't been seen once. He doesn't want to look at those he loves speaking in tongues. He knows what he wants, but what it takes is secrecy. His mental bandwidths are solitary frequency. So when it's time to pull crop, no screw arounds. Moves the lot first day in multiple pounds, then heads in town for a cheap four-wheel drive, a new PC and KX125. He's off to surprise fam with 12 grand in his bum bag, a deposit for a home loan, sure to make his mum glad. Rushing on emotion, approaching his old streets, when a block away he's shocked by the sound of police. Elation turns to panic, realising mistakes. Oh no, fuck no, license or P plates. Up shit creek, downwind with no sales, desperately trying to recall a mate's details. If he fails, it ain't a white collar crime. Lucky the cop's blind, hands him a $100 fine. Smokey pulls away screaming yes under his hot breath, feeling like he's just crossed Times Square as Loch Ness. Home safe, more bounce in his step than Spud Webb. Smokey lived happily ever after, enough said.